"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Florida's still with us? Is it still here? Florida? Did it go underwater yet?
Huh? It's Florida. Completely submerged, yeah.
The storm hit worst in the southwest Florida coast. Places like Naples and Fort Myers are seeing quite the rise in the water levels. I'm looking at some of the images, the videos, and photos.
The video of the Gulf of Mexico gushing into Fort Myers is fascinating today. Weather Channel.
Did you see the photo from a few hours earlier where it all got sucked back into the ocean, which is an indicator that something ugly's coming?
Yeah, I just... saw a photo of one of the bays in Tampa, and you could see nothing but the dry bottom.
Yeah.
Because when the wind blows in the other direction, it pushes all the water out to sea. It gets sucked away.
Sucked away. Like they've illustrated in movies before a big tsunami hits.
Yeah.
Sometimes people look and it's like, oh, what happened to the water? And it just means something ominous is about to happen.
Yeah, it depends on what side of the hurricane you're on. You get a different experience.
It's the pressure surge, yeah.
So we talked yesterday to...
Jay Retcher.
Right, Jay Retcher from WDAE Radio in Tampa. And we have him back on here to see what's going on. Jay, welcome. How are you?
Hanging in there, fellas. I'm in the lobby of iHeartMedia Tampa Bay and looking outside. And, man, this is 5 o'clock our time, and there's usually hundreds of cars on the road outside the building here. And I see one, and then another couple minutes go by, another one. But the wind is howling, and it should touch down here in the Tampa Bay area probably in the next five or six hours, and then be here for another three or four before it makes its way out of here.
Yeah, it's moving very slowly to the north-northeast, so you have a few hours to... It was down to like 9-10 miles an hour.
Yeah, 9 miles an hour, and yeah, I heard you guys just talking about some of the videos and pictures that we've seen south of here, and you know, there was a lot of people in the Tampa area saying, well, we're not getting a direct hit. Yeah, well, what that meant was that we weren't going to get the storm surge that we originally thought, but that also meant our neighbors to the south in Sarasota and Fort Myers were really going to be crushed. We have Sanibel Island, one of our real popular tourist places here in the area, and there was a 30-minute time-lapse video. And, guys, it was crazy to see just it looked like rain, and all of a sudden it looked like everything was underwater. We've seen houses move. There was actually a shark in Fort Myers Beach just navigating its way through the streets. This is something out of a movie,
shark?
And we're just, you know, I thought.
Yeah, no, I've heard the alligators come flying out of all the lakes and ponds when there's a big storm.
Yeah, you never know, man. There's so many connected waterways, especially on the west coast of Florida, that you don't be surprised if you see more stories like that. I mean, this wasn't a big shark; it was just a smaller one. But yeah, this is definitely a distinct possibility with, again, so many little waterways here and there, and so many different types of animals here on the west coast of Florida.
How are you doing on the power end of this?
Power is good for us right now in Tampa, where we're at. There's patches of places in the Tampa Bay area that are without power already. One of the Florida Power and Life is just one of the power companies that are here in the Tampa Bay area. Well, not in our county, but the surrounding counties, already over 600,000 people without power. So that's in kind of five or six of the surrounding counties, and that's just one of the power companies. There's a two or three of them that are big time right here in the Tampa and area and the county surrounding Hillsborough County, where we're at, Pinellas County, just south of us and west of us. So, yeah, that's one of the big thing, guys. You got to be careful of the rain and the wind and, tornadoes. But the power outages, that's something people could be without power for days, if not weeks.
Yeah, I'm just looking at various maps that the networks are covering. And in Cape Coral, which is down near Fort Myers on the west coast, they had a wind gust of 135 miles an hour. So that'll take out all the power lines easy.
You're right, and it slowed down. And we had one of our chief meteorologists in the Bay Area join us, and she said, it's been 155, but it's going to go down to 145. It's like, it's better, but it's still 145. You're like, holy smokes, man. And even like you said, 135.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't tell. I mean, we got wind out now. It's probably 30 or 40, and it's howling here in the Tampa Bay area. I can't imagine 100 more miles an hour.
When you get up to 155 miles an hour, that is tornado speed
on the lower end of the tornado scale. And that's the crazy thing too, is that there's people that think, all right, well, I'm out of the big storm surge area, or I'm out of the big, water area where it's not going to pour. Yeah, but you might get tornadoes on the backside. The east coast of Florida wasn't thinking that they were going to be really in danger here, but as the thing was moving towards the east, Hurricane Ian, a little bit farther east, more tornadoes, more flooding on the east coast of Florida. They thought that they were in the clear when it came to this hurricane. This isn't just a west coast of Florida thing. This isn't just a Tampa Bay thing. This is an entire state thing. So this is something that we're going to be up all night, probably here on News Radio WFLA on the iHeartRadio app, and we'll be up all night bringing people the news to everything that's happening for this storm.
There's no reports of any casualties yet?
Not yet, but unfortunately this is part of the gig, and you guys mentioned before that there was people going out. We have it right here in Tampa Bay, where there was guys taking their kids out to the water because the water receded so far, but that water sometimes rushes back in. You don't know what's in that nastiness anyway.
I heard they were warning people not to do that, because people do it when the eye of the hurricane passes over. They think that, or when the water gets sucked out, they think it's all clear, and it's not.
It's the opposite. Yeah.
There's a second punch coming.
You're right. And where that happened right here in Tampa Bay, where you guys probably saw, is probably one of the more popular pictures online. They've actually closed the main road there, which is Bayshore Boulevard, Tampa Police Department. They've actually blocked off that road now in advance of even just anybody going over there, because even before the eye wall hits the Tampa Bay area, they didn't want anybody over there. So it's, unfortunately, people think it's a good time for a viral moment, but man, it's just, you got to stay home. You got to stay inside, because especially here in Tampa, we haven't come anywhere close to how bad it's going to be in the next 6-7 hours.
Yeah, I just saw a graphic down towards the Fort Myers area, wind gust of 180 miles an hour. 180.
And I just saw another video too of a house just kind of floating through the street. There's another picture of a water, and I believe it was Fort Myers, almost three quarters engulfing a fire truck. And it's just wild. There's just so many different things. My aunt went from Port Charlotte, which is a town in that area, going over to the next town, over to Englewood, thinking if she goes a little more inland, she'd be fine. Oh, we're in a house that's like a fortress. Yeah, well, the pool cage just flew off the house, and also one of their trees just got uprooted out of the ground and flew away as well. So we're keeping her in our thoughts and prayers. But if you don't, this is just something when you live in the state of Florida, you have to know that it's a possibility. But this is a storm for the ages, that's for sure.
And I remember years ago reading, Jay, that a lot of people that were living in trailers had a tough time. Are there less of those populations than there used to be, people living in these trailer parks?
No, there's just as many, and it's ironic that you said that, because when they talk about evacuation zones up and down the coast, when they have the first, what they call evacuation zone A and B, the trailer homes are part of evacuation zone A, even if they're not technically in that zone, just because they're so susceptible to storms like this. So they tell them early and often, you got to get the heck out of here because you are just ripe for the picking when you have a storm like this.
Oh, 150-mile-an-hour wind, they'll explode. They'll burst into pieces.
Yeah, you're right. We've seen a couple of generators down south as well in the Naples area. Just I saw one. You wouldn't think that, right, because there's so much rain. Like, oh, there wouldn't be any kind of fire or explosion. But, yeah, you do see things like that. So that's something to definitely keep an eye on. Another reason why people need to stay inside and why you shouldn't be roaming the streets, we still see people. I saw three people swimming on Fort Myers Beach. There was a camera that they had out there. It's like those people, they need to be saved from themselves. But, yeah, there's anything that you could think of happening, like the worst possible thing that could happen, you know. So you just have to be aware. You have to be smart, and you have to be diligent and making sure you're making smart choices.
All right, Jay, thank you so much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
All right, it's Jay Retcher, WDAE. It's an iHeart station in Tampa, Florida, and of course they didn't get the worst of it, but everybody's getting quite the storm in Florida. Looking at the map, about half the state's under a hurricane warning. The other half's got the tropical storm warning, but the whole state is feeling the wind, the rain, the water rising on the coasts. The track of this thing is to eventually, obviously, after it crosses the Gulf, it's going to go up north and hug the Atlantic coast, where Georgia and the Carolinas will feel the effect. We'll continue reporting on this with the updates. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
I found the video of the shark swimming through Fort Myers.
It wasn't that big, he said, was it?
No, it was a smaller shark. But it was
shark Week in Florida.
That's great.
Somebody took the... Where was this? Which part do you know?
Fort Myers.
Jeez. Well, they're going to get... I mean, you can imagine what happens to the sea life when you have this kind of storm surge.
Oh, they don't know what's going on.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, they get flipped upside down. What the hell?
Yeah, it looks like it's floodwaters.
When I went up to Alaska, we had a little tutorial on the big earthquake they had in 1964. It was one of the largest on record ever. I think there's only one in South America was bigger. And what it did to, I mean, obviously the people and homes were destroyed, especially in the Anchorage area. But what it did to the sea life, it just... I mean, it took years for it to come back. It just disrupted, you know, all the life cycles, reproduction, all the things that go on in the ocean. It was terrible.
All the panic that goes on.
The panic, exactly,
you know,
right.
Freaks them out,
right.
And they just take off.
Lives are turned upside down, literally.
That earthquake, I think, caused the only tsunami to hit California in recent memory.
It did. It killed, I think, a couple of people in California. Yes.
Northern California.
Yes, they were out there trying to watch for the waves, and sure enough, they found it, and they got hit.
Hey, once I looked at the shark video, it led me to other videos that people have posted today in Florida, and there are a bunch of yahoos that jumped in and were swimming, and the waves were thrashing them all over the place.
Yeah, that's Darwinism.
Some guy in a boat is trying to ride out the
But most
the
of them do survive. I haven't heard about too many people dying when they do that.
Because
we've had this happen with every storm.
I know. I heard one report this morning that there was a number of water rescue calls to authorities down in the Fort Myers area. And the thing is, all the emergency services offices shut down. At a certain point, they said, if the wind is blowing more than 45 miles an hour, and you guys had many days of warnings, and we told you what not to do, if you call us, we're not coming. We're not answering because we're not going to risk getting killed ourselves. So
I think as dumb as they are, they probably understand that, although some of them will probably try to make a call anyway if they're in trouble. But look, especially in this era now of TikTok videos and making something really crazy to put on. I mean, that shark video is probably going to get viewed everywhere around the world a million times.
It's Darwinism. Go ahead. There's no need to do the public service scolding, wagging your finger, saying, you shouldn't do that. It's like, no, go ahead. Go do that. Nobody's going to come and get you. Your little rowboat is going to capsize, and you're going to get sucked down a sewer.
So officially, it did hit an area along Florida's southwest coast. It is supposedly only the fifth storm to strike U.S. mainland with winds of 155 miles per hour and greater. Although, what do we always say in the John and Ken Show? We don't have records that go back that far. Do we know every storm that's ever hit, you know?
No, we don't.
We don't. Exactly.
It's a century's worth of
records. There could have been one many centuries ago that was much larger. But anyway, you have to go on the data that you have. Category 4 was the official locator on the category map. I was on Sanibel Island. You heard our guest Jay Retcher mention
that. Yeah, I think I've been there too.
Yeah, it is incredibly crowded beach place that people love to go because it's beautiful. You cross a little bridge and go over there, and that's not good because hopefully the waters will recede and there'll still be a Sanibel Island. But
islands are just little mounds of land that happen to poke up through the ocean. And if the ocean gets too high, then there's no more island. Now you're a sandbar below the surface.
I'm watching the Weather Channel guy. His name is Mike Seidel, who stood out there at Fort Myers in the middle of the storm. Because I always have to have the reporters out there, right? To show you just how severe it is. The big raincoat on, holding the microphone, and swaying with the wind.
I like those guys because they've all studied meteorology. Because they've talked about it during all the reporting this morning that they remember from their meteorology classes. I don't think you can get an on-camera job at the Weather Channel unless you've gotten a degree.
Oh, really? You have some qualification?
Right. It's not like stupid Geraldo Rivera. Remember when he used to do this on Fox and he used to pretend he was blowing away and he would grab a light pole and make
it look pretending?
Like, yeah, he was pretending. He was doing a performance. Because he didn't know crap about hurricanes, but he wanted to make it look like he was going to get blown away and he might die, so you'd look at him.
This guy positioned himself against a big pillar, looking out over the water, and you can see the waves crashing up against, he's like on some sort of a deck or a balcony. And he's got his back to this big pillar, so he kind of positions himself. Storm surge is up to 18 feet possible in these areas of southwest Florida. They are going to get an awful lot of rain.
Up to 2 feet of rain.
2 feet is what we're reading.
No,
yes.
There was one, I don't know if it's that guy Mike Seidel, but the weather anchor was yelling at one guy today saying, get in, let's have a conversation inside, go inside. Because there was all this debris.
We don't want to lose you, Mike.
There was all this debris flying through the air.
Appreciate you bringing us the story, but... We don't want to lose you.
No, some of those reporters are real cowboys. They have so much adrenaline going. You could tell which guys are happy anchoring behind a desk and which guys are happy being out in a hurricane. It's like two distinct personalities.
Now, FEMA. Oh, by the way, there's over 1 million people now supposedly without power. And that really hurts, too, when you're sitting there in the dark. And you can't even, unless you got a battery-operated good old radio, right? Keep
That's
up
right.
with the latest
king.
News.
Internet's no good.
Somebody gave me one of those crank ones. You ever see those?
Oh, yeah.
What's old is new again.
Right.
It's kind of, you can crank it up and it'll run for like 20 minutes or something.
Oh, when I was looking for radios for my nuclear bomb shelter.
Oh, that's
I was looking
you did
at
have to have
radios.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. Because you could, you get an old-fashioned transistor radio, but they run on batteries. And if you run out of battery juice, the crank radio, I guess, creates some kind of current. For the radio to run on. I don't know exactly how they work.
Well, remember the line from then President Bush? You're doing a great job, Brownie.
Heck of a job, Brownie.
Yeah, FEMA. FEMA says they're ready. Remember FEMA and their response to those hurricanes from years ago when Bush was president?
Bush taught every governor and president what not to do in a natural disaster.
I know, yeah. New Orleans, right.
I saw Ron DeSantis last night on TV, and man, he was in charge. It's like he was auditioning, to be president because he knows the whole world's going to look at him. He's got a target on his back, and he's got to handle this perfectly. So he was up there, and he was boom, 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 very focused, very detailed, very authoritative.
But that's the easy part. Here comes the tough part because now people, as this storm passes through in the aftermath, are going to be in severe need. If they don't have power, if people are floating away in the water— it's easy to say we're ready.
Right.
But the tough part comes next. People are going to need water. The FEMA administrator is now somebody named Deanne Criswell, a woman, who said that they are ready with 128,000 gallons of fuel, 3.7 million meals, 3.5 million liters of water, all staged and ready for those in need. They have federal medical teams on hand. 350 members of the Army Corps of Engineers are prepared to assess the impact on power and fuel. And the Red Cross, of course, is moving in there as well, because that's what we'll be looking at. I always said this, particularly we learned this after Katrina hit New Orleans. It wasn't really that day when it was remarkable to see the wind and the rain, but the days that came later when you saw the aftermath and how people were just really suffering, couldn't figure out. Remember how hot it got too?
Yeah.
Remember the Superdome?
The Superdome.
The super bomb.
Oh, that became a super fun toxic waste site.
Yes, that's right.
They had thousands of people in there, and the toilets didn't work.
The toilets backed up, right?
Right. So you had thousands
of
people.
It was the biggest stink hole.
Yeah, no, the poop was piled up, but it looked like San Francisco.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Yeah, really? Yeah, maybe by today's standards, that isn't so bad. Right. Look at what's going on in some cities.
Back then, it was a scandal. Now it's like, what? It's any California city. No big deal.
All right. Well, when we come back, we can't resist. We're going to Bidenville for the sound clip of the day by far, outside of all the hurricane coverage.
Yeah, no.
You will enjoy this. It's classic Joe.
This is in the Hall of Fame.
All right. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
There's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. I commuted for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family, not a joke.
I was on the television, I was on the telephone.
Every time I hear Hail to the Chief, I wonder, where the hell is he? You think I'm joking? I'm not. Turn around and where's the president? What I can't remember it. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominated Javier Baccarria.
President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, well, of course, old Joe was watching the hurricane situation in Florida, but he took time out for an event today in Washington, D.C., we're going to play you a small bit of audio that, of course, has gone viral. Joe, of course, is 79 years old, and what he does here is he's looking around at the assembled crowd of politicians, and he singles out one particular person to see if they might come forward. Let's listen.
I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Well, Jackie is Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana. She's not there because, well, let John tell you.
She's dead.
Where's Jackie?
In the ground, sir.
Where's Jackie?
6 feet
she
under.
She died on August 3rd in
the
car
box.
Crash.
Yeah. And she died, and it wasn't just a quiet death. It was a car crash. And
it was big news that day. I remember even mentioning it on the show.
Yeah. And you would think when somebody dies in a car crash just a few weeks ago, that would stick in your head.
Yeah.
And he's standing up there. And listen to the sound of his voice, the way he's mumbling. You can barely understand what he's saying. And
he seems very tired. You're right. Really. I mean, lower than usual.
Yeah.
Something going on there?
I think they juice him up when he has to do an important public appearance, like when
right.
he has to give a speech.
I've always noticed his eyes look weird to me.
Yeah.
Debates with Trump, I couldn't believe his eyes were all like dark.
Yeah. No, I think he gets an injection. It might last for an hour, but I think day to day, his brain has run down to nothing.
I didn't think she was going to be here.
No. On August 3rd, he did say, Jill and I are shocked and saddened by the death of Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana, along with two members of her staff in a car accident.
Now, the only thing funnier than Biden having these dementia moments, like my favorites are when he turns to shake the hand of an invisible person.
Yes.
And now he's looking, he's trying to give a shout out to somebody who doesn't exist anymore. And I'm wondering if he's seen ghosts.
Oh, that's a new angle.
Yeah. Maybe it's ghosts. But
he saw Jackie's ghost in the crowd. And he's like, yeah, I know you're out there. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Take a bow.
Next, he's going to turn and try to shake her hand. But what's even funnier than Biden fumbling around is when the press secretary doesn't want to admit the obvious that everybody in the room knows that Biden
cannot give an inch.
That Biden's brain is toast. This is
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah.
The Biden press secretary, and we have a back and forth with the reporters over what happened. Let's listen.
What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room. For an audience member, a member of Congress who passed away last month, he seemed to indicate she might be in the room.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was
stalling.
Naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind.
She was underground.
What we were able to witness today,
you
and
can't
what
just
the
say
president
he blew
was
it.
Able to yeah. lift up. In this at this conference, at this event,
like he meant to
was
do that.
How her focus on wanting to deal with combat food insecurity in America,
insecurity.
And this is something that he was lifting up and honoring. And again, he knows that he's going to see her family this coming Friday. There's a bill signing that's going to happen
myself.
In renaming a VA clinic in Indiana after the late congresswoman. He knows that he is going to see her family, and she was a top of mind.
Now, I read one reporter actually said, I have John Lennon top of my mind every day, but I'm not looking for him in a room. And she again came back to the same thing.
Did he actually say that to her?
That's what I read. The guys don't have it in the audio, but I read it this morning that one reporter yelled that out.
Boy, she's an idiot. I mean, these spokes.
Well, they have
worse
a mission. The mission is everything is up, positive, and always bring the conversation back to the positive news, which was food insecurity.
You know what?
And what they're doing about it.
The reporters, when the reporters should just be relentless. They all should just start screaming at her. I mean, don't just sit there like a bunch of timid little lumps. You know, stop putting up with this. She's shoveling poo at you.
I guess they just accept it for what it is, a lying gas bag event. Know. And they just don't bother to question it anymore. There's a couple of reporters that do it. I mean, there's the CNN guy went after Trump with Jim Acosta, and then you got a couple of Fox reporters. But the rest are just there to do their job and file a dopey story.
Yeah, it was a Newsmax reporter named James Rosen. Said, Corinne, I have John Lennon on top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere. And then Corinne said, when you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, then we can have this conversation.
That's right. That's the quote I saw, right?
Oh, there's got to be a tape of this.
It was a news reporter. Okay.
Yeah, because I think I have it here on the Daily Call.
Top of mind just about every day. Corinne, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere.
When you sign a bill for John Lennon as president, then we can have this conversation.
Oh, she thinks she's really... His name is James Rosen. She thinks she's really snarky there, doesn't she? It's a quick comeback. That's right. The words they're using is he's just prone to gaffes. Don't make much of it. It's not senility. Just prone to gaffes. He's always been like this. No?
No.
Well, enough for me to make an intro.
And we could make that five times as long as it is.
Oh, yeah, the stuff I've cut out of it. And this is for sure going in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, this is an all-time instant classic.
Yeah, where's Jackie?
Where's Jackie?
Well, the weird part is he said, I think he mumbled there, I heard she was going to be here or something like that. Isn't that what he says at the end of that clip?
Yes. Yeah, play that again, because he does say that, which completely negates what she's babbling about.
I want to thank all of you here for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
That's a real stumble. It's almost hard to tell what he said there.
It
appears he said something to the effect of, I thought she was going to be here.
Yeah, he was really looking around for her.
I think she's saying, she must not be here.
Well, she must not be here.
That is true, I guess.
I didn't think she
oh, yeah, that is. Yeah, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
Yeah. So
now that's it. That would be tough. Yeah.
He completely forgot that she died.
Where's Jackie?
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And again, with the elderly, when you get this going on, short-term memory is the worst. And August is not that long ago. So it may have already just, slipped.
The only acceptable...
He can tell you that damn Amtrak story again about the...
No, the only acceptable answer from Karine Jean-Pierre is he forgot she died. If she said that, she'd be telling the total truth. That's the only answer. There are no other answers.
Right. All right. We got more coming up. Johnny Ken Show.
You know what? I did that once.
You mentioned someone who was dead and thought they were alive?
Well, in a private conversation. It was really embarrassing. Oh. Because somebody I knew, I had known a family member had died. And I didn't see them for a few years, right? And right. I saw them again. And I said, "How's blank?" Oh, well, she died.
Oh,
a couple of years ago. It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I see.
But,
and of course, I did the opposite, which I do every now and then. Just a few months ago, when I said on air, "Oh, remember good old CNN's Bernard Shaw? He died, right?" He hadn't, but now he did.
Yeah, no, you killed him off just by raising that.
It was like a few weeks later he died.
That possibility, yeah. Yes. No, I mean, so it happens in certain situations, but she should just say that he forgot.
Oh yeah, it's a gaffe.
Yeah,
it's a slip, and yeah, it happens. Hmm. Not trying to explain. Oh, she was just top of mind. Everybody understands. All right, more coming up. John and Ken Show on KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Day After Tomorrow brings us back around to the Moist Line, folk, groups of people, gang. Anyway, leave a message using the iHeartRadio app. It's easy to do. The microphone icon is the way to leave that message. Call the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. Story came out this afternoon because this happened a couple of years ago and it was big news back in 2020. Black Lives Matter demonstrators gathered outside the home of the then Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey, just because that's what they do. They were anti-police, anti-prosecution. This was March 2nd of 2020. So it was actually before George Floyd died, but they were there anyway to protest.
Yeah, they were I'm sure they were connected to Gascon. They were setting the stage.
I think so, yes. Yeah. Right. And refusing to meet with them, apparently Lacey wouldn't do that, to discuss their community concerns. Another one of these groups that thinks that they have more power than they do.
As a Gascon campaign stunt.
So Jackie Lacey's husband had enough of the annoyances, not just from this group, but apparently they had been harassed before by demonstrators like this. So he opened the door with a gun. And he said, "Get off my porch or I'll shoot." That was big news. It was actually video. I guess they had their phones out, right? They were ready for this.
Well, yeah, there was a setup. It was to push him and wait for a bad reaction. And then they were going to use that to create an environment so that Gascon could beat her in an election.
David Lacey was charged by the Attorney General's office with 3 misdemeanor counts of assault with a firearm, but the judge in the case gave him diversion. How's that for irony, huh? So nothing really happened. A 67-year-old man who led an otherwise exemplary, productive life. The reason this is in the news is kind of twofold. There's a lawsuit by this Black Lives Matter group that orchestrated this event. And they got a response from the Lacey side that David Lacey's dead. So that's the end of your...
Oh, he died? I didn't know he died.
He did. The news just came out this afternoon. He passed away. He actually died on September 8th, but I guess they kept it quiet. September 5th, I mean. They kept it was like Labor Day. I guess the family kept it quiet. And then the news came out
because
the court papers say that we don't know what kind of case there is now because our client, David Lacey, has died. So there you go. This was a lawsuit brought by the Black Lives Matter demonstrators.
A nuisance lawsuit to embarrass Jackie Lacey further, intimidate her. Those people were, that group is just terrorists. What they were doing to Jackie Lacey's family was terrorism.
Yeah.
And I mean, they made their $90 million, right? They got $90 million in all those donations. So they weren't doing it to get more money. They were doing it to try to continue to harass and hound the Lacey family.
Yeah. And boy, do we miss Jackie Lacey, don't we?
Yeah.
Those are the good old days.
Yeah. That's a
story. I think the only time we got angry with her is because she wasn't doing enough about the whole USC story with the dirty gynecologist or something like that.
Yeah.
When you think about what's going on now, it's just head spinning.
I know. It's disastrous. That's one of the most disastrous choices that the idiots who vote made.
All right, here's a fun hurricane story. A Florida reporter, it's the NBC affiliate at a station in Fort Myers. Her name is Kyla Gaylor. She was reporting on the hurricane's landfall from a parking lot. And apparently there was quite a response to her appearance because viewers were looking at her and saying, "What's on that microphone?" And they began posting online. Sure enough, she's wrapped it in a condom. And that is exactly what she did. This is NBC2 Southwest Florida reporter Kyla Gaylor explaining.
A lot of people are asking, "What is on my microphone?" It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind, there's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do. And that is put a condom on the microphone.
Now, if you look at the picture, have you seen the picture, John?
Yes, I have. I watched her video.
I guess what got people's attention is the tip point at the top of the condom.
Yeah.
It's got a little.
It's a little inflated.
Yeah. It's. Otherwise, you might have not really noticed that it's a condom, except when you see that little part that's popping up.
It's very recognizable.
Very recognizable. People couldn't help but find that funny. I have seen reporters, they do put plastic and stuff over their gear. I've never seen anybody though put a condom. I mean, that's a tight wrap.
I don't know. Could you get electrocuted if your microphone takes in water? Could there be a short in there or a zap?
But it certainly might just knock it out in terms of.
No, it would.
Using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of a person, by the way, sits at home, notices something, and then has to start contacting the station or goes online? That's a peculiar type of person.
The world is full of people that like to say, "Oh, I see something you don't.
Right.
I got to report this."
That's a strange way to look for meaning in life.
Don't you want to hear the funny tweet? She's practicing safe hurricane reporting. You get it? Like safe sex?
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's nothing funnier than Twitter humor. That's at the top of the humor scale.
Twitter humor. Yeah, because it's a short little tweet. That's all you're allowed. So you just drop a funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Social media humor, that's a riot.
The governor of Florida, and of course all the world's watching Ron DeSantis, because he's been in the news for a few things, hasn't he? Is already telling people it's too late to evacuate, so you better just hunker down in place and ride out the storm, whatever you're doing.
On the Daily Mail, there's a photo of a guy who's swimming in his house.
Oh.
Yeah, the water came pouring in, and he is
swimming.
Oh,
that house is probably done then.
He's topless. And, so he hunkered down.
Is he in?
And now he's got a swimming pool. I don't know what room it is because you can't see any of the furniture.
Oh, I see.
I see some tall glass windows, and it's really hard to tell like what that room used to be.
That's
because they got 18 feet of a storm surge in the Fort Myers area.
Oh yeah, I see that picture you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, it's like he's got a pool, like an indoor pool.
Like an indoor pool. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, that's really bizarre. All right, when we come back,
that guy should have evacuated.
We're going to turn our attention to a story we talked about yesterday. There was a probation officer in Lancaster who came home from work, and she had an intruder who beat her to death. On top of that, he tampered with a corpse. Sexual.
Tampered?
Yeah. Anyway, this happened on Sunday. We're going to talk to Steve Gregory, who has more on the story. We understand this is a vagrant. There have been some questions whether or not it's an illegal immigrant as well. Wow, there's a double hit. We'll get more from Steve after the news update. KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.